ABC News Radio.
Well, they weren't good. We've been doing polling, and we've had other polling leaked to us here for the better part of a year and a half. Numbers had stayed pretty stagnant for the CLP. It always looked like they were it was going to be a big challenge anyway for them to get back in. What we've seen now, though, I mean, is a complete cratering of support in particularly their heartland area, which was Alice Springs. The Country Liberal Party is actually born out of Alice Springs, this conservative place. So these numbers are kind of surprising that that the CLP and the Chief Minister Adam Giles himself might lose his seat in what would normally be called a safe electorate.
Not so safe anymore.
No, it's going to be a big challenge. But what we're seeing down there too, so we've got the primary numbers at 42% for Adam Giles right now. Labor's kind of catching up with 37%, but what's really going to be the decider here is the 20% of undecided voters there who've indicated too, I think, mostly that they're looking at the independent candidates and where they're going to go, whether they're going to go with them or not. We'll see.
We will indeed. Also getting some news that former Country Liberal staffer Eli Melky has announced that he will stand against Adam Giles at the election. So that's not good when your own side starts to turn against you.
Yeah, well, that's right. Eli Melky's been involved in politics down there for a long time. He could bring a lot of voters with him, actually, which that's actually surprising. They've got a couple of independents running down there. There's a big appetite for independents at this point across the territory. So it is interesting that Melky would throw his hat in the ring today.
He's previously aligned himself with the Palmer United Party as well. Is this a bit of political opportunism?
I mean, the Palmer United Party in the territory was a failed experiment, and I think that the MLAs would tell you that too, Alison Anderson and Larissa Lee. He's kind of switched and gone here and gone there and gone anywhere that he thinks people want him to be. But at the same time, is he somebody who could bring some of those voters with him? I think so. I think he could play at least an important role in what we see on election night down there.
The LNP got into power on a strong law and order platform. It hasn't gone so well for them in recent days, but is law and order still a priority for the voters in the territory?
It is, according to the poll. It's not as high as you would think these days, but, I think it was around 22%. It's still definitely an issue. What was shocking with the poll that we did, though, was the 57% of respondents said they didn't think that the Giles government could properly manage youth detention. So you've got a government here. One of their big platforms is law and order. And basically, the voters are saying we don't have any faith in that. And also in the economy, too. Another big one that the Country Liberals, as a conservative party here, would be seen to have an advantage with. That's just completely cratering, too. It doesn't look like, I think it was 47% of territorians believe that the Country Liberals hasn't managed the economy properly, and only 21% say that they have. So you're looking at their biggest planks, their biggest platforms just being taken out from under them now.
So does it look like then this the leader of the Labor opposition, Mike Gunner, could be the next Chief Minister of the Territory? How's he been performing, or has he just been getting out of the way and letting all the problems for the current government play out?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really the safe way that they've been kind of handling it. The problem with Michael Gunner, I think, is that when people get to know him and they see him, according to our polling, they like him. They like what they see. But the problem is still a high level of people who have no view of him. So 41% territory-wide had no view of him. That's a kind of surprising number this close to an election.
Indeed, I had to struggle to remember who he was myself in the last couple of weeks, but we'll be seeing and hearing a bit more from him, no doubt. Is there any other issue besides this juvenile detention one that might turn people around in the lead-up to the election?
Yeah, you know what was really surprising, too, for the poll, that 13%, and I think it was probably the third most important issue for people here, is actually government accountability. Trust in government. And that's what we've seen now over the past 4 years. I think somebody was saying today 17, 18 different scandals with this government. I think that's played into the perception of people that this government didn't really know what they were doing, aren't being trusted. You looked at, and the other thing that we've seen too in polling that's gone on is that the Country Liberals have been on the opposite side of public opinion on a variety of issues, including the sale of the territory insurance body, which they sold. Also the port of Darwin, which was very famously 99-year lease to a Chinese company. So, and even Uber, recently, that's become a big issue up here, and the country Liberals are saying, no, we don't want it. And we've done polling that shows that people want it.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.